I know that the city and the borough are writing a letter, but I also know that the Pink Salmon Declaration hasn't gotten funding yet. So,
that's correct. Well, first you have to have a declaration of the disaster, and you know the state government plays a role in that as well, and they have addressed their letter to the governor. At the council meeting, there was a lot of conversation amongst all the stakeholders, including myself, about getting kind of the jump on that process and sort of doing a preemptive strike, if you will, and getting the disaster declaration process underway. The city and the borough were thankfully way ahead of the curve on that and had already had a draft letter written, which was really good. So they're right on top of this issue. And it's a really fine piece of work. And I think that I think the situation speaks for itself, number one, and I don't think there'll be too much of a problem getting a disaster declaration. And that's the optimistic view. But frankly, it's a lot bigger number, you know, a lot bigger disaster, if you will, in terms of the drop than maybe even, you know, the Pink Salmon disaster in 2016. And not only that, but it's likely to last a while. The scientists are saying, based on what they saw of the year classes and so on, that they anticipate that this could last up to 2021, certainly to 2020, maybe even to 2021. And so this kind of low resource situation is looking at us for the next few years. I mean, it's almost like a double, triple, quadruple disaster because it's not just one year. So anyway, I don't think there's going to be a huge problem getting a disaster declaration. That would be my estimation.
Yeah.
But then you got to get the money, and the money has to be allocated through a different process. The delegation works on that, and they've been working on the Pink Salmon money for, well, as you know, that happened in 2016, so it's been a while. And they say, and this was spoken about at the meeting as well, and I'm getting the same information as the staffer for Representative Stutes, who's working really hard on this. They get the same response from the delegation offices. That is, they're trying to attach it to the hurricane relief funding bill. So it has to be sort of packaged up with other disaster funding. And then if it's lucky enough to get made part of that, that money will be coming hopefully not too long from now. The COD money, given that everything else works smoothly, we'll have to go through the same process.